Joe and Alex show on radio now. Sometimes we have interesting discussions off the air. For example, what kind of dog, Alex, do you think that Pork Chop looks like?
Oh, he looks... There was this dog on Instagram that is up for adoption. It is a... What is a Dachshund?
Dachshund hound or
Dachshund?
Dachshund. You say that Dachshund?
You sure that's not Dachshund hound?
Yes, I'm sure.
It's five pounds. It's a mixed puppy.
He's upset about this as if he doesn't like what he's being labeled as a possible dog.
No, it's I work with a bunch of
illiterate.
Oh my God, that is Pork Chop as a dog.
Doesn't that look like Pork Chop? I'm going to put a side by side.
That is such a little dog.
Okay, so if Pork Chop's that dog, we can't say. What would Liv be? I'd say Golden Retriever, right?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Yeah, let's do everybody's dog look like on the show.
I think
Alex would be a Chihuahua.
Either that or like a Yorkie.
Taco Bell.
Whatever yips and bites a lot never shuts up.
Joe would be a bulldog, an American bulldog.
Yeah. See, I thought you guys were going to go with a pug, but I guess a bulldog's about the same thing.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Nina Dobrev and Paul Wesley didn't get along on the set of The Vampire Diaries in the beginning. The actress said that Paul and her did not get along at the beginning of the show and that they despised each other. She said, when you work with anyone or are spending a lot of time with anyone, little things are going to annoy you about them. But Nina ended up saying that after 5 months, they did become friends and that they now hang out a lot and are really good friends.
Well, that's nice.
YouTube sensation JoJo Siwa. She has makeup kits for Claire's and they're being recalled due to asbestos. The 16-year-old who rose to fame on Dance Moms has a collaboration with the accessories giant Claire's, where she sells sequins, bows, and one-of-a-kind makeup kits with eyeshadow, two lip glosses, and nail polish to her fans. But the popular kit has now been recalled after the FDA found the kit, along with several other Claire's products, to be testing positive for asbestos.
How the heck does that get into your makeup stuff?
Gross.
So I don't do makeup anymore.
Lil Nas X has revealed the meaning to the lyric, I Got the Horses in the Back, from Old Town Road. He said it was in reference... This is such BS. I think he's just being funny. He said it was in reference to reversing the ongoing climate change, water pollution, and catastrophic political climate we are witnessing in these trying times. He did not share any other hidden meanings in the song. I'm so sure that the phrase horses in the back means all that. I think he's being funny.
Wait, you didn't think that's what it was? We all thought that's what we were talking about the other day. We're like, you know what? It probably is about global warming. That's what I thought.
And Bryan Cranston was asked about the possibility of doing a Breaking Bad movie, and he didn't confirm or deny that it was possible.
Now, I know you're dead, but could you pop up?
Well, rigor mortis has a way of allowing
a
that
flashback?
To happen. Could be a flashback, flash forward. I'm still dead. Walter White, I don't know.
Wait, are you okay over there, Gigglebox? What are you laughing about?
I don't think she knew what rigor mortis meant.
Why do you say that?
Because, like, he was making a joke, and, like, she was supposed to laugh at it, and she just kind of cut him off and said, oh, like a flashback? Like,
I don't know what that is.
Play it. Rigor mortis.
Wait, hold on. I'll play it again real quick.
Now, I know you're dead, but could you pop up?
Well, rigor mortis has a way of allowing that
flashback?
To happen. Could be a flashback, flash forward.
Wait.
I'm still dead. Walter White, I don't know.
No, go ahead, Liv. I can see the wheels in your head turning.
Is that when, like, okay, it's either two things. It's either when after you're dead and things go stiff in your body, or it's like when you're after you're dead, but like your nervous system is still working, so you like body flinches.
It is the first one.
Okay.
Yep. You stiffen up and you kind of like your arm could like pop up out of nowhere after you've been dead, or your body sits up or whatever. That happens in the morgue all the time.
One, that's creepy too. Did you guys just see me work through that?
Yes.
I had no idea. It's getting hotter in this room as we speak. I can see the steam coming out of her head.
Coming up next, garbage. This A-list actor is being investigated for groping a woman.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.